Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, that's wetness day. Hold on.
Oh, nice. Like a pro, she mutes her mic. Look at that.
Wow.
I inhaled wrong. It's my fucked up uvula. Or epiglottis, what? Whatever the fuck
uvula.
It is.
What is happening?
What, you never heard of your uvula?
Totally,
I talk about my uvula.
It's the dangly thing in the back of your throat.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you
And then
say.
Your epiglottis is a little flap over when you're breathing through your nose or your mouth.
Sure.
And
Jesus. Mm. Oh, see, yes. I see. Call it the hangy thing and the flappy thing. Who knew?
Oh, yeah, the hangy thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's the uvula and the epiglottis, and I have a faulty epiglottis.
You sure it's not a faulty vulva?
An epiglottis.
It's not a faulty vulva, although, you know, I can't say that problem is, that area is problem free. The boop is unattainable. You cannot boop me.
That's for sure. You've made that clear.
Well, I mean, if somebody is giving you a full-on Australian makeout, it's not hard to end up.
Oh, John knows he's getting a heel to the face if that happens. Like,
oh,
that
my
is not,
God!
That wow, is, really?
There is no surprise boop.
That'd be hard to do.
Not for me. I'm amazing.
A heel to the face while he's behind
Jesus,
you.
Jesus, you're not a nice lady.
Oh, he's
all.
Behind me in this scenario? He doesn't beat me out from behind.
That's, oh, okay. You're just talking about from the front. I see.
Yeah.
I'm still. Okay.
I actually clenched that area up real tight. He's like, loosen up. I'm like, no, I hate it. Anyway.
Wow.
This is enlightening.
Yeah.
You really are aggro.
None of this is on the show. So we haven't started yet because I had that thing with my epiglottis.
No, we were on. That's why you're
Yeah,
so
but all this is getting cut out.
I feel you should listen back when they're all posted because I'm feeling.
Yeah, I don't listen back to them. I can't take them twice in a row.
Oh my God, a listener's asked me that, and I was like, no, dude. Like, no one wants to hear
I like
what
to leave
said.
The secret shows in my rear view. I really,
yes!
I'm not going back. I'm not going to listen to it. I was uncomfortable enough when it was happening, and now I'm not going to go back and relive that.
I went to the Odyssey app by chance out of boredom in a parking lot one day.
Really?
I shouldn't say it that
Do
way.
It. Wow.
What I meant
really
to say is,
we live on there, so it's not.
I'll mark this part.
I told you we had to cut it all out.
I'm like, hey, I don't see Sarah and Vinny. And then when I finally found us, I'm like, we are using the Wilt Dunn picture for our secret show. Oh, Jesus. I am just completely clueless as to how we present ourselves out in the general public.
Yeah.
Shock. All right.
It's fine.
Well, they know we like to boop, if anything. So
we don't.
Yeah, we do.
Well, one of us does. At least one.
Mm. So does Bryn, I think, by his reaction.
I won't boop your
I support
asshole.
It.
I'll actually
I support
lick
the
it.
Boop.
And you'll like it. And you'll
no,
actually go, oh.
Definitely not.
Oh.
Well, there was never a chance for me and you. You just threw it out the window,
I'm
going to
push back into that. That feels
all
pretty
those
damn
years,
good.
Sarah, out the window.
You know, all those years with me, that's the end.
V's had it done. V, it doesn't feel good?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I mean, you're not going to come from it, but it feels pretty fucking good.
Yeah, you can't come from everything.
That is true. Well said. That's a good point. You definitely can't.
No.
There's so many things you can't arrive at your destination from.
Arrive at your... Oh, it's so
although
it's
Wednesday. I was surprised to find out that she can come from just ass fucking. That's for a dude, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would need to reach around
Scott,
a cock.
Scott,
well, we find. I mean, I feel like that. Yeah. That he said he has said that the prostate gland is the male.
Yeah,
clit,
there's a little,
and that, and then I'm telling you, once I read that, was it Reddit? What the fuck was that?
Yeah, the drumstick thing. Yeah,
the drumstick thing is so crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Vanessa, did we ever read you the drumstick thing?
No.
We should really, one of these days we'll read her that. I mean, it's so funny.
It's great.
Just the way the guy describes it. Pull it up.
I mean, I'm always
doing
it.
It's weird the lines people draw. If you remember, and I don't want to misrepresent Yuzette. Obviously, she's not here to speak for herself, and I care very much for her and don't want her pissed off at us or anyone, really. But I remember her being like, she'll do the there's certain things she'll do, but if her husband asked to be fingered, she'd be like, oh, or was it a strap on? I don't remember what thing, but it was.
Yeah,
like,
she was like, if he wants a strap, if he wants me to peg him, then he's gay.
Right. It was like a completely you'll do all that stuff there.
Yeah.
But this turns him gay, even though he's married to you and loves you.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. It can't. I'm sorry, but you can't feel good from that.
If a guy wants you to put on a fake dick and shove it in his butthole,
apparently we've got a new playing the role of Yuzette today.
Boop. Yeah, there's gayness happening. I'm sorry.
There's not. It can just be that.
Oh my god, that's so funny. We just tripped right over.
A guy does not want another dick near him if he's that straight, and if he's fine.
That's not true, Vanessa. They can be
okay.
As far as you're concerned,
okay. That's what if the strap-on doesn't look like a penis, but is just a non...
What if it's a drumstick?
It doesn't have a head.
It's a cucumber.
Yeah, what if it's a cucumber? And you have to jump.
I have the hole, they have the peg, okay? That's how that goes.
And that's it. His hole's off. Your asshole is okay, but his asshole's not okay.
To my point, people draw weird lines.
Yeah, I don't know. Everyone has a thing.
If it feels good,
certainly,
you know
where my very sharp line is at.
Yeah, I guess. And you're not alone. Plenty of people say that. If he wants to be pegged, it means he wants to get fucked by a dude.
Yeah, I mean, I've never had that happen, and I wouldn't ask for that. But if my wife was like, I really want to do that, I'd probably go, all right.
Well, surprise, a dick up the ass is... It's no booping.
Tell us about
but
it.
But listen, if you've just had... an experience, you know, I mean, people, I don't even think like necessarily a gay person is all the way gay and never, you know, there was an episode of Insecure where Molly has this boyfriend. She likes him. And they're talking, I don't know, after sex. And he says, yeah, one time I hooked up with this dude and it's very offhand. And she's like, that's it. It's over.
Oh, really?
That is it. He's gay.
Oh, I would
like,
be there too, 100%.
I'm not gay.
Wait, so you're saying if a guy had a college experiment and told
I
you that,
if I
even though
that
he loved
here,
you?
No.
Even though he
if
loved you and
here,
was like,
I
love you.
I can't come back. Mm. Can't come back.
And you're not alone. People feel that way. And other people are like, you know, it's fluid and you try things. Like, I've had experiences with girls, but I don't consider myself gay or even bi.
In my mind, like with porn and stuff, yes, two chicks can go at it. And I'm like, well, they're doing this because the director told them to.
They're
in porn.
They're actors.
If two guys are like, oh, we did a sex scene today for gay porn, but we're not gay. Bullshit. There is something in you.
Why not, though? It's
dude.
About the
Why
money.
Why not? It's about the money.
You know.
The required action today is to get pegged.
I feel just the majority of men, it's no.
Like the dick's in the mouth,
listen,
but I don't really want the dick in my mouth. I'm doing it for
$10,000. You're doing it for $10,000. Right.
In that I couldn't or wouldn't want to do that for money. Although, and I've never done that. And I actually, there's some stories that I've heard through the years. One time this lady I know told me that she walked in on her brother, a room full of his friends, and she thought they were like having a circle jerk. And I I'm surprised by it. And I was like, I think they were all under blankets or something, but they were all jacking off. Remember that story, Sarah?
Yeah, vaguely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you, I don't want to sit and masturbate while a bunch of my friends are in there.
Yeah, I would never do that. When I heard that story, I was like, who the
fucking
fuck
weird
grew
who
up
said
doing
that? I mean,
that?
More power
you
to
did
you.
About I'm, your brother.
Just, oh, no, no. Hang on a second. I knew I missed the beginning of that. My brother didn't do that. They all watched porn and they were all getting themselves under the covers. No one was reaching
that's
over
still
to circle
fucking,
jerk.
What is happening?
No, I thought that's. I didn't think a circle jerk meant you were touching someone else.
A circle
else.
Jerk
you just,
means you're reaching.
You've
yeah, everybody
right.
reaches
next
to your
you.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you're reaching.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
I
that.
I think that's. But
that's
I don't,
what I thought.
I've
yeah,
never
circle
been in a circle jerk.
Right. But anyway,
I was like you. So you and our cousins and everyone were. You could see everybody under the.
Yeah, I would
doing
never.
That.
I've never. And I told you this through the years as I've told you stories about my life. I remember, I told you this one where a girl that I went out with was really good at a certain thing, and I was saying, oh, that's my birthmark, and she goes, oh, they don't all have that, and I went, what are you talking about? And she goes, that's where they cut the tip of your cock off, you dipshit. And I was like, oh, I thought all, like, I don't know. I've never seen other cocks. What do I know about them?
Is yours like a specific color or something? Is there
something? It's slightly darker,
it's darker
below
line,
the
yeah.
line mm-hmm. where the cut was made. Yes.
Typically.
It's not.
Yeah.
Sounds normal.
Uh-huh. It's not dramatic, but it's, I always assumed I was, that was a birthmark. Very exclusive to me. I had no idea.
By the way,
you need to get in more sword fights, my friend.
Well, I've Googled.
No, you don't.
No, I don't
want to. That makes you gay, in case you're wondering. If you get in a sword fight, it means you're gay.
Have a threesome, but don't cross swords. God. A circle jerk can be either to yourself or the other people.
Oh, did you look it up?
Okay. Yeah. So you could be in a circle jerk
and
yourself off.
In their
right?
So it sounds like my brother was in a circle jerk. Okay.
Yeah, well, anyway, I wasn't trying to. I was just joking and referencing a story that you'd told once before, but the point is I never did that and never would have. I wouldn't
it's
have felt
so
comfortable
funny, guys
doing
and
that
girls.
Like, well the thing
like,
is
want to jack
like,
off to porn and girls
I know
like,
and boys are like
me?
Yeah I totally
yeah,
want to
totally.
Yeah what you got porn wait hold on what oh we're having a sleepover that night yeah let's watch the porn oh yes
yeah,
together in the
in
room and
setting.
We'll let's share a blanket
I'm coming you coming.
Oh, gross. That's
a no, that is a no, Bob.
Gross.
I want no part of that. Nope.
So all right. You know, high five, guys.
Kids, though, like young teenagers are so, they're so desperate for materials to, like they share their magazines. I'm not surprised at all. That I'm sure that, you know, I'm sure my family wasn't the only one that did that. And not by family, I mean just my brother and other people outside my immediate family. Because me and my
well,
sister
also
were both,
like.
Appalled.
Even locker rooms in high school, like dudes will just walk around.
Yeah.
And I feel girls, like, especially in high, we're like, you know, put the sports bra
yes.
on the over the
for
regular
sure,
bra.
For sure, there's a little
the
less dick swinging
totally,
in the girls' room.
So different. Yeah.
And by the way, the guys who were naked were always the big guys.
Oh, well, yeah. They're hung like horses.
That's not necessarily true.
Oh, you had yours out too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
Thank Are you, you drinking milk Thank out you. Of the carton?
No, this is a water bottle.
Oh, I see now. It looked like
it's a hydro flask.
Oh, I have
okay.
A
thank you.
That's so
Do you
funny.
Still have the vid?
Hydro flask.
No,
you know what? I was just saying earlier. Actually, the while I've tested negative, I still have a little cough lingering and a little congestion lingering. But more importantly, I have felt like a fucking slug for. Like this whole week, and I should be better by now, and yet.
Yeah, but I've heard the vid, it lingers in that way with energy.
It's crazy because I truly do have, even as a, I don't even know how old I am. However old I am, I have pretty unstoppable energy, except right. not right now. I don't.
Yeah. So it's noticeable, yeah.
It's absolutely
I wouldn't
noticeable.
Notice if I didn't have energy. I'd be like,
I looked out at the ocean day. And went, I think I'll die if I go out there today. I don't have it. It's crazy. It was big, so I mean there was a, you know, a little more to it than just a regular day, but I don't know. I hope this goes away immediately cuz
it
sucks.
Soon. It will.
Yeah,
just
I mean
in
your
the meantime,
body's just
it, listen
off
to your
something
body.
Major, you know.
Well, just, that's what
like,
I did,
relax.
Right?
Sit on the couch. You can do it. You will not get couch sores.
You can
I
do
think
it.
I, know, I don't feel... Anyway, let's talk about something else.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Do we have any bad advice?
I do. I have one here that I thought would be perfect for V. Hill's visit. It's called Shaving Your Vag.
All right.
Well, I'm lasered, but okay.
Oh, that's right.
Highly recommend. Worth every penny. Go get it.
Painful. Right? Mm-hmm.
So laser meaning...
No pain, no gain, baby.
No landing strip, nothing, right?
No. Okay. We're bare.
Get your legs and everything done too? Underarms?
Just underarms.
Oh, you did your underarms and you did total front to back. There's no hair growing on
up
your cooch.
Up the ass crack. Yep.
So they were in there just like pulling it apart and zip.
Yeah, they don't really. I mean, it's much less invasive than
is it
waxing?
Is it?
And you said because there's maintenance too, right?
What? Yo, you got to go back a bunch of times.
Maintenance for that. Maintenance?
Yeah, not a bunch. I mean, so you'll buy like a 6 session, right?
Six sounds like a bunch to me. I don't know.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, it's definitely the more hair in the area, the more painful. That's how it works because of where it's like zapping. So literally your butt crack, well, for me at least, I don't really have a lot of hair there at all. Nothing. It's like I wouldn't even really feel it. It's weird. Actually, in the places you think it would hurt the most, it hurts the least. And I guess that's because not a lot of hair there. Like up on top where essentially the bush would be, right? The if you're bush. Picturing a hoo-ha, it's so painful because that's like where the bulk of your hair is.
That's pretty thin skin,
too, I bet. No, it's like a rubber
too,
band snapping. What? Yeah.
It's pretty thin skin, too, right there, I would bet.
Yeah.
So I would guess that hurts. That's like why the top of your foot or the top of your hand hurts when you get a tattoo.
Yeah.
Certain things you wouldn't think of it, and then there's no fat there. Your pubic bone?
Oh, I have a full on fupa. So
you got a foot tattoo that must have hurt, right?
Oh yeah, and I went back and did it twice because it sheds the most. So I went in a few weeks later and got it done again.
Oh jeez,
damn,
you're hardcore.
Yeah, you are hardcore.
That she is ain't no fucking punch.
Sure. I kind of like the pain of tattoos. Is that
of course you
Vinny,
do?
Vinny, you can agree, right?
I do.
She doesn't
want to
get spanked hard, but she likes the pain of tattoos. You stick her with a needle repeatedly, no problem.
It's like knowing you're getting that glorious ink in. And then it numbs out after a while.
The tattoo experience is a thing. And
it's
I
lovely.
Often, I'll finish and I'll go, boy, I don't need that for a while. And then a year will pass and I'll go, you know what I really want to go do? Yeah. The whole thing.
See,
I love
I
the guy.
I walk out and want another one.
Yeah, but it's the whole ritual. The guy getting ready. I love this dude named Grime that I get tattoos from. And he's at the music that plays. The spot downtown
they
San Francisco
to clean
where he does
the
it.
Area.
It's a whole thing and it's cool.
Your station. Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds dirty.
Anyway, go on, Sarah.
Hey, I don't have. I mean, I'm enjoying the convo, frankly.
No, we're done.
It's nice.
He's like almost perving out on tattoos. I like it.
All right, shaving pussy. What do they need?
All right.
Who else to ask but my radio friends? Please
love
don't
it.
Out me with this question.
Ooh.
Which they don't even put their name on here, so I don't know how I'd out them. I'm an older woman who had a hysterectomy several years ago. Before the surgery, everything in the area was shaved clean for obvious reasons. Post-surgery and all these years later, I continue to shave and keep it as hair-free as I can.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Which is so she just continued to shave. I don't understand. She just wanted to tell us that she had a hysterectomy, I guess. I don't know. My question to the guys. Is a shaven woman area a real turnoff to you when making love? I've asked my partner this question, and I can't tell if he's just being nice to me with his response, but he doesn't perform cunnilingus as much as he did at the beginning of our relationship. What to do? Thanks, mucho. Love you all. She just wants to talk about her shaved area.
Oh, she wants to get eaten out.
Get yourself a new man, because if you're not going down on the cho-cha.
Well, they've been together a long time.
Yeah.
No, you don't. I've been together a long time, too, and I'd absolutely lick pussy for 20 minutes if she'll let me.
She'll let you.
God bless
you. Well, sometimes, you know what? There are times when she's like, throw it in, and I realize through, you know, growth.
Throw it in.
Through my lifetime, like, when a chick says throw it in, she means that. She's not saying, like, that's the way to get her off. She's not saying, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. you do. If you fight that, you're now taking her away from that ride she's
Follow
on.
Follow instructions.
Yeah, like she's saying throw it in, throw it in. So sometimes I absolutely will have her at a place where she wants the dick and I'll give it to her. But if she lets me, I like licking pussy. I think it's fucking tasty.
All men should.
I'm into it.
Sarah, look like she just ate a sour gummy or something.
Stop it, Sarah. Don't be so prude. Anyway, here's my answer to your question. I don't. Everybody's different. My problem with shaving it is if you don't take a shave well. If you get really bad bumps and a lot of ingrown hairs, that's not attractive. And to me, that there's someone
It looks
who,
like it has the chicken pox.
Yeah, there's someone who needs to stop shaving it. I also know other people who can get a nice clean shave, and often a shaven area will be more sensitive. And so that's good for them, and it's fine with me. So it's really more about, can you get a clean shave, or do you look like you?
You know, the problem with shaving
the pox
is if you don't do it all the time. Like, the more you shave it, the more it's like, yeah, okay, this. If you have never shaved, you got a big fat wild bush, and then you're like, I want to shave all this off. Well, it's going to have a reaction. It's going to have some razor burn, and it's going to have some ingrown stuff, and things aren't going to look unattractive. And
I think she's kind of wondering.
Yeah, is it, like, she's asking, is it a turnoff?
Well,
to have
here's
it
the thing, and I've never heard a guy say this. Also, I'm fully shaved, so I don't know, but I've never had the problem where they don't want to. I've had girls say, no, dude, that's weird. I feel like a little girl, like I need a landing strip, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's weird that it's bare. And I'm like, okay, because for me, no hair. But I've never heard a guy say, yeah, it's weird if it's fully bare. So it's funny. Like, I've heard girls say personally when they look down, they're like, oof, that's off for me.
It is weird.
I can see that because you grew up without hair and then you got hair and it's part of the ritual of growth and or the, the you know.
I remember the first time I shaved mine completely, I stood in the shower for a few minutes like, what have I done? Because it just looks so weird. And I thought, oh, God. And I'm like, okay, it grows back. Never since then have I grown the hair back. So
I'll say this as a person
from girls.
As a person who has looked, take this how you need to. I know there'll be people who are somehow offended by this, but I've absolutely looked at vaginas, whether it be in real life or on a computer screen or in a magazine, every day of my life, of my whole puberty on life, I've looked at, and I think that shaved photographs well. So as long as it's not, as I said, razor burned and painful and an issue, I think it looks really good that way. So I don't think of it as a kid thing or a child. That's never occurred to me. Ever. I think it looks really good.
But that's why maybe I think of it as girls, like, have the problem, not the boys, is because it was on us personally for so many years, right?
Must
I don't know.
Be.
I can't stand a speckle. If I look down and just start to see one grow, and I'm like, yeah, time to go.
And actually, I also like a bush.
Yeah. I was actually thinking that it might be how old we are, Vin, that I didn't grow up seeing vaginas that didn't have hair on them unless they were a child, and the
it's
one time that
much
I took
next
it all
generation
off
thing
because I had crabs and I had to shave it all off. and I was like that is fucking awful. Like, that just looks, it made everything, it was weird because it
erased kind of an anchor point or something. Like my belly button suddenly looked like it was absolutely in the middle of my entire
run. Oh, there's no reference point for where your belly button's right.
Yeah,
to be.
It was a really weird.
That's hilarious.
It was it just looked so weird and so wrong on me. But then again, you know, I was probably 19 when that happened, and the world still wasn't completely going hairless. But kids these days, my kids, I mean, you know, the boys that now have access to porn because they've got a phone and there's no, unless the parents have set up something, then there's probably workarounds for that. Kids are smarter than we are.
Yeah, God.
You know, that's all they've seen. It's hard to find a porn where basically everybody's not completely bald.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Kind of.
I look at old porn, so I see Bush, and I'm completely turned on by a hairy pussy as well. But I guess that is my age, because I would bet
I wonder
that
about
young
that,
people
right?
are like, oh, look at that thing.
Well, I think it is.
Monster.
Like, I don't think like people of my parents' age and up. I don't like I. They're probably like, what the fuck. Like, are you doing
about it,
like,
shaved, you
the
mean?
70s Bush was like that was gorgeous. Like, that was a woman, right? Like,
right.
If she had
no,
a bush.
I like it. I like it. But you know what? The first thing I ever asked a girl that was outside of the general sex, you know, P in the V, you know, booby squeezing, the first thing I ever asked was if I could shave Darcy's pussy. And this was like, I was 16 and I was in my house. Where my parents live, my mom was watching General Hospital one door over, you know, on her bed watching her. And I'm sneaking out of my bedroom to get lotion and shavers. And I'm
lotion?
She's like, she goes, yeah, if you want to. And I was like, oh, I absolutely want to. Yes. And I think it was really more about just getting to look at her pussy
all up in there.
Yeah, just getting to be there without any time frame.
Well, that would have been a bad time for mom to walk in. She's splayed out on the bed. Yep.
You're there with a razor and a thing of Nivea.
Yeah, if I walked in on my kid and instead of fucking, he was shaving her vagina, I'd be like, son.
What the fuck is going on in this room?
I think I'd be more disturbed by that.
First of all, be honest. You don't know how to do things when you are in a room without a door lock, but I do, and you have to do it on the other side of the bed, so at least the first view she catches isn't the splayed
legs. It's
just
the tops of your heads.
Yes. So
what are you guys doing behind there? You don't want to know, Mom.
Nothing.
All right. Bye.
Anyway, I like both. Both is good.
Both.
To answer your question, both. Lady. I'd be shocked if he wasn't into it.
Oh, you know, speaking of Vinny-isms, both, somebody wrote this morning, or when was this?
Yesterday.
It was about, because Vinny's got all these, like, Fortcast and...
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Fortcast?
Theater.
It's the way I say something without, until someone, right, until someone points it out, I don't realize I'm saying it wrong.
Confiscate. He says, apparently, the one that they brought up was Mr. Meaner, like Mister,
like Mr.
this guy's. This guy's he's meaner. This Mister is
like
meaner.
Mister instead
right.
of Mister
Meaner. Mister
Meaner. Meaner,
which I don't. Brent and I, but we're both like
I've never noticed it.
Of all the things I've heard you say, I've never noticed Mister Meaner, but now I'm going to hear it and I'm going to listen for it. Who was charged with a misdemeanor?
Please don't let me down and point it out the second
I say. Oh, don't worry.
It.
Don't you worry. We let him slide a lot because sometimes it's like, well, you know, you have to weigh like totally stopping the show. So it's usually only when it's one that I haven't heard before. You know, like, oh, did you just say Mr. Meaner? That guy's meaner.
I love people like, I mean, listen, when we're live, we mess up just like you do when you're talking, right?
Yeah,
like
you talk for 4 hours.
Yeah, no, I'm not allowed to. But yeah, it's like people, it's funny what people pick up on. And it's like, give me a break, dude. Like, so why would you message at that? Like, you know what? I'm going to fucking follow you around at work all day. And the second you fuck up, I'm going to be all ha on your Instagram. You idiot. You said it this way.
I hate to defend people who are, you know, nitpicking me to fucking smithereens. But I also will say in their defense, they clearly like the show.
Yes.
And so
they're listening carefully.
Right. I don't want to be discouraging someone from listening when part of the fun maybe is to nitpick the dipshit on the show. It's fine. I'm good with it.
The dipshit.
Nitpick the dipshit. Yeah. That's whatever. Funny. Feel free. You know.
I'm going to end with this one. It's just, it has to do with, we talked about what we all wear to bed.
Oh.
Were you here for this one, V?
No.
I don't think so. What do you wear to bed?
It depends.
On what?
Sometimes I'm fully naked. Sometimes it's just my little boxer shorts, no top.
Fully
tops
naked,
are restricting.
Huh? That's just random. Yeah. On a random night, you'll just get naked and go to bed.
Like there's nothing that precedes the, like you didn't have sex or you didn't just jack off. It's just random that you went, I'll go to bed naked tonight.
Yeah. It's freeing. Most of the time, it's my boxer shorts, no top.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That sounds fun.
All right.
Try it with the sheets all on.
Yeah, that's how I sleep too.
Oh, no, I've tried it. I need to have some clothes on.
Yeah, if I go to bed naked, I get a hard on, and then I have to jack off. And then I'm like, wow, I'm kind of seeping down there. I better put some underwear on.
Gross.
I don't, you know.
But I had tank top and shorts last night. It's a variation.
You know what? I want to just jump in real fast. I know I want to let you finish because we're running out of time, but the post you did about everything's organized in your house in a way that you actually referred to as OCD, but I actually just think you're a neat person. That's not OCD.
Oh, don't worry. I got hate for this post. Everyone's fucking offended by something this day and age, and I'm done. I'm fucking done.
What are they offended by?
You're not done.
Oh,
were people mad because you said you were OCD about something? Because
I said OCD, and that's not proper verbiage, and how rude to people who actually suffer from it. And I'm like,
oh, for crying out loud, really?
I'm offended on their behalf. Yeah, I sent it to my friend. I'm like, did I not think this through? And she's like, no, dude, you're fine. And then I had and by the way, these people they found me like in Instagram world. Like they were watching reels. And it popped up. And then cue all our listeners. And they were like, oh, can you come to my house next? Oh, this is excellent. And I'm like, see, that's pretty much where I was. But yes, a place for everything. Everything in its place.
I liked it. I was like, I wouldn't have guessed that about you. But a nice little window into V's world.
Oh,
everything's
fucking
organized.
You thought I lived in a pig pen?
No. And I never thought about it. But
he's like, you sloppy bitch.
That you're able to do that because you live alone.
Yep.
Oh,
I'm
a lot
also
of
like
too.
That.
Add kids.
And
they're like, you don't
kids?
Have kids. I'm like, nope.
Right.
Or a dog.
And all of a sudden you start going, if I don't let go of this, at least a little of this, I'm going to
it'll drive you
crazy.
Insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and I don't have roommates. Like when I put something somewhere, it stays there. Right. Like,
right.
So. Trust me, that's not lost on me.
Okay.
But I've been that way since a small child.
Good. I like it.
I'm
okay,
getting
back
to, wrap
to
it
what
up.
You were saying.
No.
It's
basically the one thing was that John goes to sleep with a t-shirt and no pants. My John.
Oh yeah. That's
hysterical.
It's
and that's
funny.
How he sleeps. So that when he walks out, like if I'm still in bed and on a weekend and he goes walking out, he always has the morning boner. So he's got a boner sticking out the bottom of his
t-shirt.
Of his t-shirt.
That's excellent. So he Winnie the Poohs it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Apparently, someone says Sarah needs to tell John he's a shirt cocker and see if he gets it. A shirt cocker is a term used at Burning Man because some men want to be naked from the waist down but are either wearing the shirt to protect from the sun or maybe don't want to be full on naked due to comfort or body image. Often they, you know, the guys have John has said this. He's like, whenever you see a dick at Burning Man, it's huge and it's coming out of the bottom of a shirt.
I didn't know that was a thing
so
at Burning Man.
So shirt cocker is a thing.
Okay.
Turns out.
I wouldn't
they
have known
don't
want
to show the rest of their body but they they're big old dogs.
Well, you don't want to get a sunburn, you know? There's
totally.
That, too. So
your dick can
or
get
my man chest has turned into tits. Either way.
Yeah.
But I still got a good dick. So I'm going to hang that out the bottom. All right. That's going to do it for us today. V, thanks for being on. You're
always
a delight.
Pleasure, guys.
Remember, if you take it up the ass, you are definitely gay. According to V. No, that's her, not me. Although, I don't know, how much do you like it?
I'm going to get hate mail on this now.
No, you
yeah,
don't.
I took it up the ass once. I'm straight.
Well, you could very well
do
be.
Do you, V.
It's fine.
It's wonderful.
Yes, you're allowed to. You are entitled
on
to
a
your
pot
opinion.
Of jelly, pot of
you'll always get the hate. Don't worry.
Send your hate along to Bryn at RadioAlice.com.
There you go.
B-R-Y-N. Have a great day, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
The end.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?